Dale Meyer and Valley Publishing Limited present Simon Says Run, a Kate Morgan novel by Dale Meyer, narrated for you by Christy Alsop. Prologue. Saturday, 1 week later, mid-September. Kate Morgan woke up early in the morning. Still at the penthouse apartment of Simon St. Laurent, she rolled over and tried to sneak out from the covers. Almost instantly, an arm came around and pulled her back down. "It's Saturday." She froze. "It is?" He nodded. "It is. You're off work." "Jesus, I don't even know what day it is anymore."
"Well, if you would take some of the time off that you have coming and rest a little bit," he said, "I wouldn't have to worry about you quite so much."
"You worry too much," she replied instantly. The arm around her tightened and she cuddled in closer. "In that case," she decided, yawning, "I'll just stay here a bit. Maybe we can have breakfast for a change."
"Normally, you're up and out of here before breakfast is even possible."
"And normally you're up and out of here buying and selling the world," she replied.
"Foreign markets and stock exchanges open up early," he explained.
"So why the hell are you still here now?"
"It's Saturday. They can go screw themselves,"
she laughed. Just then, her phone rang. He froze, tucked her up closer, and said,
"Don't answer it."
She rolled over and looked at him. "You know I can't do that."
"I know," he sighed, then kissed her gently. "Go ahead. Answer it then."
She reached over and grabbed her phone to see the caller ID.
"What's up, Rodney?"
"We got a new case,"
he said, his voice grim.
"Yeah? What kind of case?"
"You mean outside of dead bodies?"
"Bodies?"
"Yeah, two. On the Stanley Park jogging trails."
"Runners?"
"Yeah. Both women, both late 20s.
"Shit. Shot or what?"
"No, we're not exactly sure what happened. But it sounds like something might have been sprayed in their faces. Gassed, maybe. But Smidge'll have to tell us what it was," he noted. "Anyway, I got the first call. I'm here, and I'm tagging you."
"Great," she mumbled.
"Simon just told me that I needed to take a few days off."
"And he's right. You do. But you didn't set that up."
"Nope. I'm coming," she replied.
"You know me. Anytime somebody needs me." "More than that," he added. "I think this will definitely be your case. At the very least, I want you on it with me."
And with that, he hung up. She smiled at her phone.
"You know what? I think that was actually a compliment."
"Remember that teamwork thing?"
"I'm working on it," she grumbled. "I'm working on it."
"Oh, and don't plan on jogging the Stanley Park trails today."
"Not planning on doing any jogging, especially now."
She smiled, got up, and said,
"I don't even have time for a shower."
"Yes, you do," he argued. "Just make it fast."
She hesitated, then nodded. She was in and out in 5 minutes to find him with her clothes all laid out.
"And dirty clothes again,"
she swore softly.
"In this case, it doesn't matter," he noted, "because we spent most of yesterday sitting around the house doing nothing. So you'll be good to go."
"These are the ones you came in the day before."
She looked at them in surprise.
"Did you wash them?"
"Yeah, I did it last night."
"Shit, you're handy to have around."
She walked over to give him a quick kiss, but he snatched her up into a hug and kissed her thoroughly, then added,
"And you remember that."
With that, she was gone. Chapter 1. Detective Kate Morgan slid under the yellow tape and headed down the slight slope to the running path. She glanced around, orienting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?